Hello?
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 If you can hear this, it's not too late. I return to warn you. This is Time Pop, a podcast that discusses time travel in pop culture. There are spoilers. I've seen the future, and nothing is sacred to these folks. Your past, present, and future are sure to be ruined. Even if you could go back in time, as I have, you will never forget what you are about to hear. You've been warned. This is Time Pop.
You know how I watch movies. But you know what? This podcast hasn't even started yet. Oh, you know what? I did forget how this works. I don't know what I'm about to say, Scott. This is going to be a surprise to you and me and the audience. Let's see what comes out of my dumb face. Welcome, Chrononauts, as we guide you through the experience of time travel using pop culture as our...
Oh, I thought you were trying to time it with, like, playing the show.
No, I literally, like I said, I forgot how this worked, and I've watched this movie twice in the last 2 days, and I forgot to pick my cheeky intro.
Oh, maybe how about Dubstep is for Pussies?
Oh, there we go. Pop culture as our Dubstep is for Pussies. We will be your constants. I am Dez.
I'm Scott.
And this is Time Pop. Holy mackerel, everybody.
We still got it.
I'm coming to you from my new studio in my new zip code, in my new climate. I moved 30 minutes away from my house, and I moved from the surface of the moon to the surface of Mars. But wow, Scott and I have not been here with each other
intimately
on the Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at least 2 months.
You've had a wild 2 months. You've done a lot of things. He's had to do some travels, some moves. It's understandable.
I am a different person. I have shed the previous host that you know.
Oh.
And I have come out of my cocoon as whatever is about to happen.
This is great. I really celebrate your growth. This is suburban Dez. This is not city Dez.
I can show Scott.
I can show you the world.
Oh, I'm looking at cement and bungee cords. All right, now I'm looking at a laptop. Oh my God, he's got 3 laptops adjacent. Folks, this is like the Enterprise. There's speakers, there's wires, there's laptops, there's cords, there's doodads, there's fidget gigglers, there's swidgets, there's a screen with the movie showing, there's a carpet, there's a pile of cocaine. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh, you don't know how badly I want to punch an ounce of cocaine into my face. That's the only thing I learned from this movie, is that when I come off the wagon, I'm going to put on a ski mask, put an ounce of cocaine underneath it, and punch myself in the face.
Wow. We could have done the baby legs too, or the baby. There's a lot of things we could have done for our constant, but I'm happy with it.
Using pop culture as our ounce of cocaine punched into your face.
So many. We can always go back in time and change it.
So we're excited to be back, folks out there. I hope you're enjoying the Patreon episodes that we put on there to kind of fill this gap. I know it's not exactly what you came to Time Pop for, but it's similar, I think, in a way. You know, we're some of them are time bending. They're definitely mind bending. So I hope you're enjoying and appreciating those. I mean, you didn't have to pay for them like a few people out there did. So you're welcome, and thank you to those who did pay for them. And I hope you're enjoying them on a whole new level now that it's a free feed and you know that you're not the only handful of people listening to them. That's got to mean something to you. if you're liking the other episodes, we can kind of mix them in more often in our regular feed. If you're liking the non-time travel mind fuckery movies, send your comments and recommendations to timepoppod@gmail.com. That is timepoppod@gmail.com. And we have some other surprises coming for the fall. I don't want to ruin it because I don't want to rush it. I want to make sure it's just right. But, you know, we're going to keep doing the same great movies with the same great commentary. But we might change up the time shift of which you listen to the episodes. Oh, may change, folks.
Time shifting. Ooh.
So read into that what you will today. So this is a little thin on time travel, but we're prepping for, I believe, a much bigger episode. Today, we're talking about Deadpool 2
from
2018,
rated R.
Ooh, R-rated films. Look at us.
Starring Ryan Reynolds.
Heard of him.
And starring, I wanted to say Thor. That's not right.
It's not right.
Who does he play?
Marina Baccarin, Josh Brolin.
But who does he play in the other? Who's he also?
Oh, Josh Brolin is also Thanos.
Yes, Thanos starring as Cable.
Thanos is Cable.
And Kelly had to remind me, I can't believe it, but the wonderful from the Firefly series.
Oh, yeah.
Marina Baccarin, or however you say that.
All right, double sci-fi.
TJ Miller.
She was in the reboot of V, for what that's worth.
That's not worth anything, Scott.
Oh, sons
of
bitches.
You can keep your change.
Sons of bitches.
Keep all your money. Scott is our, you know, if we have to have one, he's our resident comic book guy.
Yeah.
Why did they fuck this movie up and ruin it for your whole generation of comic book readers in the 80s and 90s, Scott?
What?
I don't know. That's usually
Deadpool too.
That's usually what people say about Marvel movies, is how they ruin.
No, man, the Deadpool movies are fucking solid. That's a hard movie to capture. Good on Ryan Reynolds. He was a fan. He's enthusiastic. He's got the quick wit you need. They're killing it. These two movies are amazing. This might be one of my most highly rated films in since we've been doing numbers.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's so, it's one of those movies where I totally don't judge anyone if they're like, I don't like the Deadpool movie. Like, I can see why if you don't like a little bit of salt, a salt shaker is not going to make you happy.
I mean, obviously, you know, us approaching this show from the time travel and analyzing that technically, we don't have a lot to chew on with this. But for the movie rewatchability, for how well the movie is, for the character, for the humor, for where it goes, it's pretty great.
Do you want to hear a shocking detail?
Please.
This is the first time I've ever watched all of Deadpool 2.
Oh, you piece of cow dung.
It's crazy.
How do you look in a mirror in the morning?
I didn't feel that bad until I realized it came out in 2018. I was thinking this was 2020, 2021. I was 6 years. So this is one of those movies that Kelly and I, we were kind of late to the Deadpool thing. We just didn't get around to it. And then we finally got around to it and we loved it. And then Deadpool 2 came out shortly after that. And so I was kind of saving it for a big event. We like Deadpool 1 so much. And Kelly is a very mood movie watcher. I'll put a movie on just because I haven't seen it. And she's got to kind of test the water. Okay, am I in a Deadpool mood, or am I in this mood or that mood? And so just every time she's not tonight. And then it just kept getting put off and off and off. And then I watched it. And then 3 or 4 years ago now, I was in Seattle, and Justin, one of my beloved co-hosts on Thank the Light, was we were hanging out for the first time in years back in Seattle. And he was like, you haven't seen Deadpool 2, you asshole. And he put it on, but we hadn't seen each other in years. So we just, even more than usual, we just talked right over it. So that doesn't really count. And then all the other times I think I've started it a couple times and been no, I want to save this for something.
All right.
I don't want to just watch it.
I want to think of it that way. I want to think that you saved it your virginity and this was special.
I definitely saved it for the last year once I realized I didn't even know it was time travel for the first 5 years. And then once I knew that, I'm okay, well, now I know when and why I'm going to watch it, and it'll happen. And it took a whole nother movie coming out for us to push it to the top of our list.
Right? Oh, my God. But yeah, this is anticipation, folks, to the Deadpool Wolverine film coming out next week. So we're definitely going to get that in on the next one.
Yes, we are.
I don't know if we need to recap the entire film or just kind of the significant time travel elements.
Yeah, I think. You know, we can kind of go through a little bit of just all of Deadpool until we get, Deadpool is a paid assassin.
Uh-huh.
And he's hot as fuck.
Uh-huh.
And at the early in Deadpool 1, he gets approached by the gorgeous Marina Baccarin. I know I'm butchering that. I don't care. Known as Vanessa in the movies. And they fall in love. They're both tortured souls. They're perfect for each other. They're going to be together forever. Ryan Reynolds might even get out of the assassin game and raise a family.
But.
And then I was.
He gets cancer.
Oh, that's right.
He's dying of cancer.
And then what?
And then he gets, it's a pity party. He doesn't want to put her through it. He's trying to like leave so she doesn't have to watch him die. He gets approached by someone to do this procedure to maybe cure of cancer. What he doesn't know is it's kind of like they're trying to make a super soldier, like a Wolverine type. And they were going to erase his memory, I think, too. And he decides he wants out. It looks a little bit shady, but it's like too late and he's trapped. And he's such a wise ass that they essentially decide to torture the fuck out of him.
Oh, do they?
And the way to activate this mutant gene, it's trying to activate a mutant gene, is to pretty much bring someone to the brink of death. And he's like suffocating and coming back as like much as possible, like just to the verge of death. And finally, when he's about to go, he's either going to die or this mutant gene is going to happen. And it happens, but he gets like brutally, all of his skin gets like, due to lack of the missing oxygen, he turns into like a shriveled up, like it looks like a burn victim. But he gets the ability to essentially regenerate to like not die.
Is it ever argued why his skin never heals?
That's really interesting. I think in the moment he got the power, it happened a little bit before he got the power.
Okay.
If I remember correctly. If it's like it happened after.
It's not a time travel serum.
It's not like, oh, when you were six, you had the flu. Let me go back and get that. It's like when it happens now, it takes care of it. Anyway, and then it's about his, and then he's too ashamed of his appearance to go back to Vanessa, and he tries to get back at the people. But of course, they get Vanessa hostage, and then he saves the day, comes back to her, and that's kind of the end of the first one, right?
And then we begin the second one.
Where he's preparing to kill himself. And then it goes to a flashback that he's with his lady. They're going to have kids together. They're so happy. Some assassins come for him. And one of them, as he like throws like a knife at the guy, it makes the guy adjust to the side and accidentally shoot Vanessa. And so she dies. He goes on like a deep spiral into sadness. Colossus and I forgot the other X-Men.
Well, he blows himself up over a...
Yeah, he blows himself up to pieces, but he lives and... Colossus comes. They're always trying to get him to be an X-Man, but, you know, he's just not. He doesn't think of himself as a hero. And so they bring him back and he's like, OK, I guess I'll join with them. And they go to take down a little kid who's like a mutant who's building up who's blowing up a school.
A school that is for mutant rehabilitation.
Right.
So they're not good people.
He ends up like, you know, listening to the kid who gets in prison finally again, and the kid, it's like the headmaster and his henchmen are kind of not so great. So he kills one of them, and then then he gets taken away, and him and the kid end up going to the icebox, which is like a jail for mutants.
Yeah, and it is, wow, this prison is packed. It is, you could tell they started it as a single bed place, and then every cell is double bedded. They're all magnetoed up.
Yeah.
There's no metal. It's all plexiglass.
They give them the collars that take away their mutant abilities.
And
so as soon as Deadpool gets the collar, his cancer comes back and he's essentially dying.
And the kid is trying to like, yeah, me and Deadpool, we're going to team up. Yeah. We're going to take over the cell. We're going to escape. And
he's got Deadpool. A shiv that he's been hiding in his ass. Cause like, he's like, that's what you do. You got to take down the biggest guy.
His prison purse.
Yeah.
He keeps in his prison purse, which is so. Is it, this kid's got to be an. I mean, I kind of recognize him. What else is he from?
I don't know. He's anyway.
Wow, not much.
They get into some prison things, and they essentially both get beat up. Eventually, and here's where the time travel comes in. We start getting glimpses at Cable.
Yes,
a man from the future who gets sent back. He asks them what. It's very Terminator-esque, right? Big guy.
Everything but Skull Beach.
Yeah. He goes up to these hicks and be like, what year is it?
Well, this is when he, so we see Skull Beach and we're going to kind of get into it right now just because here we are in the movie.
Yeah.
He adjusts his time, which he just has, like it seems like it's a known thing in the future, but he has what looks like a watch on his wrist and he can adjust it forward and backward. It puts visuals in front of his face so he can kind of see. It's weird because it seems like a very vague time travel device, but then he's also able to really hone in on the minute he would like to arrive. He sees Ronald Reagan, and so he's like, okay, I gotta fast forward a little bit, and he sees a couple other things.
Oh yeah.
And then he sees the X-Jet, which they bring to the fight with the kid, and then so he knows that's when he's supposed to go. So I don't know, maybe he sees a visual of the prison, maybe that's maybe he's go, because I assume he probably went there when the kid was in prison on first, because he'd be easy to find. So somehow, some way, he gets to where he wants to, hits the watch, boom, he's just there. And then this is the greatest scene of the movie. This is what my intro would have been had I really thought about it. This dialogue between these two, we'll call them hicks, you know, it's a derogatory term, but this is what the movie is showing us. But they are speaking of a very high class method of ass wiping that I fully back. You start with the dry, you finish up with a good wet wipe or two to really clean it out, and then you give a nice dab with the dry then to get the rest of the moisture off your asshole. People, if you're
this
not
is for a different this, podcast.
This is for everybody out there. If you're not, you don't use, you need to use all wet wipes, but if you're not putting one in the mix of your situation, I'm just going to say it. You have a dirty bunghole.
Can we call this front to back, this new podcast? Or is it back to front?
Definitely front to back. Even if you're a man, wipe front
to back. Especially because the podcast is coming from our mouths, and then it's about our ass. So front to back.
Front to back.
All right, man. We got so many podcasts coming up, folks. You better watch it.
I told you, we got some surprise.
Now that's a universal podcast that everybody can get behind.
Exactly. We're not just for the time travel fans. We're here for everybody.
Anyway, I like that we're going to spend 2 hours talking about wiping styles.
Everybody poops. Everybody.
Yeah.
So he comes when these two are talking about that. He asks them what year it is. They laugh at him, and I don't think he kills him. He could have. Like, it was.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He zaps him with some future call it?
Weapon. Gun.
Yeah.
Blaster.
Yeah. Beeper. It's a little beeper that shoots a little zapper, and they fall down possibly forever. He takes the beer, which I like. So, you know, he's an evil man, but he still likes to, you know, have a brewski while he's hunting down past killers. So he's hunting down the kid, because the kid. So do we want to get here yet? Do you have a few things to fill in?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
So a lot of things are happening. Deadpool is Deadpooling. The X-Men tell him to fuck off because he kills somebody. He realizes that, you know, the X-Men are all about not killing everyone. He realizes pretty quickly that the headmaster is a bad guy and tries to kill him, kills a couple of the orderlies, doesn't get the headmaster. The X-Men kick him out of the X-Men-ing because he's a murderer. So everyone just kind of keeps doing their thing. Deadpool decides to put together his own team, the X-Force, so he can do what he needs to do. So they do a little, do some auditioning for the X-Force, which is awesome. A fun little montage.
It reminded me of, what's the Ben Stiller film with the heroes? With the bowler and the fork. Mystery Men, yeah.
Mystery Men, yes.
So fun fact, we'll break in a little bit comic book lore. So for Cable, especially involving time travel, Cable is the child of Jean Grey and Scott Summers, so Cyclops. And in the story, I forgot which villain it was, but the kid as a baby gets this like techno virus. And so he has to be taken into the future with Bishop because they'll be able to take care of him in the future. And so he goes off into this future. And then in the comics, he comes back. I think it's due to the virus. He has the metal arm. I believe that's why. He also has a little bit of psychic powers. He's got some cool gadgets. And he comes back for different reasons. Like in the X-Men cartoon, he comes back to help out with a different person with Magneto, or in this one, it's for this. But he's already a natural time traveler in his bones.
Okay.
But yeah, in this one, he's trying to come and stop the kid, because the kid ultimately becomes a pretty awful, dangerous bad guy who ends up killing Cable's family in the future.
And it all starts with him murdering the headmaster.
Right.
Eventually
he gets a taste for it.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I have the power.
So that is the big meat and potatoes of the time travel in this film for the main part.
Yes.
And it's one of those where he is like a Terminator. He's come back on a mission just to kill the kid. And Deadpool is like trying to save the kid from this guy. They don't really communicate or either of them talk at any point. So they're just
Well, he comes in. Yeah, because he, just like the Terminator, he just shows up at the jail cell and just starts murdering whoever he has to get to the kid. And conveniently jars Deadpool's collar loose.
Convenient.
So Deadpool. Deadpool gets his power back and he saves the kid by knocking Cable down, but then the kid goes one way, Deadpool goes the other, puts together this, is this why he puts together the X-Force? To go get the kid? Oh no, to go get Cable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got...
They end up having another like big fight with the car. Yeah. No one makes it out great. And then he assembles X-Force.
Terry Crews, Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
You
got the Domino's in that, whose power is luck. We've got that regular suburban guy.
Yeah. Pete?
Kevin? Is it
Pete? I think it's Pete. Have you seen If?
No.
Oh my gosh. It's so great. Spoiler alert out there, everyone. Brad Pitt reprises his role as an invisible man. And it's super duper. And it's great. And during the credits start rolling, they're like, so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. And introducing Brad Pitt. it's a lot of fun, people out there. Have fun at the movies. It's fun.
And this movie's so great. They assemble this team of like pretty random heroes. One has the ability who pukes acid.
Are any of these people anybody in the X-Men universe, or did they?
Yeah, I think a bunch of them are real. I don't, not Kevin. I don't know about the puking acid guy, but Domino is for sure. I think they're referencing obscure people. I'll bet like he popped up somewhere. Anyway, they assemble this team. A lot of this film is about Wade losing his wife and like finding family. And so he's like, yeah, an X-Factor is a real team. So there were people in that. And I believe Deadpool was in that for a hot moment. And I believe Domino was. And Cable. So that's real. And then so anyway, they go on their mission. They're in their plane. They all dive into the mission. They ignore that there's a wind issue. And except for Domino and Deadpool, the rest all die a gruesome, coincidental, horrible death.
Immediately upon land.
Yeah. One lands into a truck. One lands into like a grinder. And then as one's helping the other in the grinder, he spits out acid and kills him. Like they all just land in the worst places. And immediately before they do anything, everyone's gone.
Everyone's gone. Just Domino and Deadpool.
And Deadpool is just ragging on Domino because their only skill is luck. And he's like, this is bullshit. This is not a real power. And they go into this great sequence of like a video game of like cause and effect of like her doing something and everyone else crashing around her and everything and her just moving through life because she has luck in everything.
It's a real superpower, people. She is. I would take this superpower any day.
Yeah, it's maybe one of the best superpowers. Like she can't lose.
So they go through this. They're because of the raid on the icebox, they're moving everybody to a different location. So the X-Force is dropping on to the convoy of all the baddies in the trucks to move them. So they're going to try to, are they trying to rescue the kid, or do they know that Cable is?
Well, the kid's, the Juggernaut's in the mix now. So the kid's got Juggernaut. And so like,
right.
They also, we forgot to mention this during the battle, with Cable, Deadpool's bottom half gets chopped off. And so when it regenerates, It comes first as like a little kid. And so there's a scene where he's back at the house with the old blind woman he lives with. And he's just, and they go off on the joke that he's just bottomless. He's just got a shirt on and little kid balls and little kid legs. And that lasts for maybe 15 minutes. And so it's his whole crew watching this. And then Cable actually comes in and asks for help because he can't take down Juggernaut on his own. He explains his story finally.
Yeah.
And of course that appeals to Deadpool because like his wife also got taken away from him. So like, you know, now they're on the same team. So.
And everyone out there, it's a rare occurrence for me, but I did not take notes on this movie because I was lucky enough to watch it with my wife and my son. And so I just wanted to, I didn't want to, you know, if I start taking notes, I start wanting to rewind and double check things. And I just wanted to enjoy this experience with my family, which I did.
Hey.
So it was very nice. And I knew it was light on time travel too. So I knew I wasn't going to be writing down tons of numbers and,
yeah,
and, you know.
So he makes a deal with Cable. Cable wants to kill this kid. And Deadpool's saying like, look, he hasn't done it yet. Let me reach out to the kid. If he doesn't do that first kill, if I could stop him, he won't become that person. And so Cable gives him 30 seconds. So they go on this mission. I think it's at the school where the kid and Juggernaut are going to kill the headmaster and just about everybody.
Yeah.
They also try to get Colossus' help and like the few X-Men that are in this. There's, by the way, there's lots of making fun of like that they don't have the budget to get like more serious X-Men. There's lots of making fun of time travel in it.
Yeah.
Deadpool keeps kind of like, oh man, that's just so lazy for the script. Like, it's just so convenient.
Because this time travel device conveniently only works once back and once forward.
Yeah.
And Deadpool stares down the camera and says, convenient.
Yeah.
Because he's like, why don't you just go back another week and kill the kid?
Yeah, why don't you kill baby Hitler? Why don't you kill the kid when he's a, you know, baby? So they're making fun of time travel. He does call him Terminator. There's references.
And he keeps making it's
Skynet.
There's a guy in jail called Black Tom.
Oh yeah.
And that's what he goes by. That's what he calls himself. And Cable calls him Black Tom at one time. And so Deadpool uses that to call him a racist through the rest of the movie.
Cultural appropriation, because he's got dreadlocks and he's white.
He's a white guy with dreadlocks called Black Tom. And I love that like Cable. Like, you could see him being such a gruff guy that he doesn't even understand sarcasm.
Yeah.
Like, I love that he gets it and he just is, doesn't care.
You're like my wife. She used humor to diffuse feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the most opposite pairing you could possibly have. Someone who can't be serious, someone who's only serious.
Yeah.
Anyway, they get to the school. Big battle ensues. Colossus comes and helps out. He's fighting Juggernaut. Everyone's trying to fight. Wade's trying to talk to the kid. Eventually, he doesn't convince the kid in time. To convince the kid, he puts on the...
Well, first...
Is
that the second time through? That's the second time through, right?
With the restraining harness on his... And then...
So the first time...
Yeah.
They're in the battle, and Deadpool's been trying to talk. He's gotten well over his 30 seconds, without a doubt, by this point. And he's still calling Cable off.
Yeah.
And Deadpool is approaching him. Cable's got his gun raised.
Yeah.
And Deadpool dashes forward, basically takes a bullet for the kid.
Yeah.
Falls down. The kid is touched, and there's a good chance he's not going to become a murderer. Or does he still go murder?
No, that's it. Wade sacrificed his life for the kid, and it makes the kid not become a murderer. And then he has one of the longest death scenes in history.
It's so great.
Oh, with for Todd, your constant, we should have done something about Yentl and Frozen being the same song. The Papa, Can You Hear Me? And Do You Want to Be the Snowman?
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty big thing in the film.
Yeah.
If anything is a big concept in this film, it's really bringing to light that Papa, Can You Hear Me? And Do You Want to Build a Snowman is the same song.
This movie is so smartly idiotic.
It's rich.
It goes over your head.
Off. Anyway, he's got a long death scene. You know, he sees his wife, which he keeps coming back in like the other world, and he's going to see her, but it's not time yet. And what happens at the last second? Cable's like, oh, shit. And he takes his time travel device. This is the only one for him to go back.
So real quick, I want to amend my thing. It's not just a one time there and a one time back. It's
just two charges.
Time device. He had two charges.
He said he had two charges, right?
Yeah.
So he goes back to do this whole thing again. And this time he had taken this lead token from Deadpool earlier. He packs it in his chest where the bullet's going to go.
So we go all the way back to when they're approaching the school. So none of the fighting has happened. And Cable gives him a little pat on the chest, like, go get him, Tiger.
Yeah.
We're just like, okay. And then they fast forward through the whole fight scene.
Everything happens the same. But when the bullet goes, it gets caught by the lead token.
The lead token. I thought for sure the lead token was going to come into deactivating the neck brace. I thought somehow the lead was going to mess with the sensor or something.
I love it. Yeah, to get to the neck brace, he's like, but we don't know the combination. And Domino's like, try 7. He's like, it's not going to be one digit. Like, that worked.
Lazy writing, people.
Yeah, it even said, lazy writing.
It's lazy.
Anyway, so he survives. And now the kid and they all kind of and Cable's staying to kind of make sure the world doesn't get screwed up. And now they kind of all form this kind of X-Force.
Does Cable kill the headmaster? Someone kills the headmaster.
No.
Still.
They end up saying, we're not going to kill the headmaster. Let him, you know, pay for his crimes. And then the taxi driver, who all of a sudden wants to be an assassin, kills him with his bloodlust. And then like, OK, well, I guess that's that.
Dopinder, everybody. Dopinder. Oh, that was Matt Damon?
Who?
Whoa! So I recognized Alan Tudyk as one of the Hicks.
Oh my God, it was Alan Tudyk and Matt Damon?
Yes!
Wow.
Whoa!
Okay.
I know what scene I'm going to watch again after this. Wow. That makes sense, because why would you do like Alan Tudyk and nobody? Like, why not bring them all in?
So fun fact about this film, apparently, so Negasonic Teenage Warhead, the other X-Men introduces nonchalantly her girlfriend in this. And that is officially the first, I believe, gay relationship referenced in a superhero movie, or definitely in a Marvel film. And the actress is actually LGBTQ, but like just wanted to be like nonchalant, which it was. But it, although a small thing in it, it's a big thing, and it meant a lot. It was a big deal.
Yeah, that's huge. Is Yukio? Is she just?
She apparently is like in the Wolverine film. I think she's mentioned in the Old Man Logan one where he dies or something.
Oh,
she pops up in another one.
Ooh, excuse me, everybody. So she has powers?
Yeah, at the end you saw she did like a laser lasso type thing at the end when they help out.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the movie ends with him like finding his family and we go to the credits, but there's an extra scene, my friends.
So yeah, so now Cable can't go home. He burned his charge to save Deadpool, and then go ahead.
And so we see Negasonic and Yukio?
Yukio.
Yeah, Yukio. And they're tinkering. They got a computer to the time device. And of course, it's this thing that only had two charges, but they're like, oh, we got it. And they got charges into it because Wade asked them to, Deadpool. And so they give it to him. They're like, should we have done that? And you go into this great scene now of Deadpool going throughout different timelines. He goes back and saves Vanessa. So that's a biggie.
When does that happen? Does that happen in the middle of the credits?
Yeah. You didn't see this?
Well, I saw them with the device, but I thought he just walked away.
No, and then he goes back and he saves Vanessa. Then he goes back. Oh, this is great. He goes back to the, there's an original Deadpool played by Ryan Reynolds in the Wolverine Origins film. Do you remember that, Des? You ever see that where his mouth is taped shut?
Yes.
He goes back, he sees that version and he kills him repeatedly. And Wolverine is in it. And so he just keeps shooting him. He goes back and he kills Ryan Reynolds, the actor, before he takes the Green Lantern script. And then he goes back and he saves Peter. None of the other heroes. He just tells Peter to go home. Peter's like, okay, that's cool. I was scared anyway.
So we watched the scene where they fix the time watch and then he walks away. And then I swear the credits start right after that. And then, of course, you know, Disney immediately shrunk the screen. And I tried to back out of the shrunken screen.
Oh, you missed all this?
Accidentally backed out of the whole movie. Went back in, fast forwarded through the whole movie because I was like, I think there's more.
They start playing If I Could Turn Back Time, and he does it to that. You got to give it a few seconds for the music to kick in. It's like black for a little bit. If I Could Turn Back Time comes, and then when the music kicks in, you see him going back.
Okay, I'm watching this now for the first time, people.
He's watching it live.
Because, yeah, I knew there was more. Okay.
So once you see this, so those are the things that he does, which is going to set us up for the next film, because my understanding is we're going to go to the time police people from Loki. The times, what are they called? The time.
So he's just, this watch just has unlimited charges.
Yeah. How could Cable, who's so technically advanced, be like, oh, I'm just screwed. And then these guys who live now are like, oh yeah, we can fix it. We can put a bunch of charges in it. Cause you can give it to Cable. He can go back.
Cause yeah, I was thinking they like threw a charge in it just to get Cable home. And then, of course, you know, Deadpool would use it the wrong way.
You and I have to nerd out, because what this suggests is he's actually going to alternate timeline, because he's going to the Deadpool in the X-Men Origins timeline. He's going to Green Lantern, which is clearly another timeline. I know it's like made up fun, but like you have to analyze this a little bit and what it signifies.
So now, so Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
That was definitely a single timeline. They were not going to alternate.
That was right. Time is a river, right? And it ripples.
Oh, but that was brain travel.
Yes. And this, he's actually, his body is traveling. So it's different. It's a little inconsistent. That was like a psychic travel. This is a time travel device. But here's the deal. I think what we're supposed to assume, I read up on this a little bit. In Cable's first future, his wife and kid die. He goes back to stop it, but that makes another timeline. And also, you got to go with time. If it's the Marvel Universe, it's how they said it in Avengers, right? And it's also how they're saying it in Loki. He now goes to a timeline where he makes sure this guy does not become a murderer. So his original wife and kid, I think, are dead. But there's a new timeline where now his Cable's family will not die. And now Wade Wilson goes back to the original Vanessa timeline and saves her. But now he's going to these other timelines where, other versions of his body exist. Like, it's a loose thing, right? But he's going to where Ryan Reynolds exists in our real world with Green Lantern. He's going back to this Deadpool with Wolverine thing.
I do not want to live in a universe where there's no Ryan Reynolds after Green Lantern. That's a terrible word.
And after he kills him, he goes, "Thank you, Canada. You're welcome, Canada." Because he's Canada's treasure.
That's one of the best lines, too. Someone makes a Canadian joke in this.
Yeah. And he's
Deadpool
like, hey.
Goes, shut your filthy cockforsaken mouth or something. So it could be now, again, if this is in Marvel, he goes back to save Vanessa. But now as he moves forward in that same timeline.
Yeah, but he jumped around to other timelines. So is there a different Deadpool? Is he anyway, the time, what is it called? What's the Loki time thing called?
Well, hold on just real quick before we're done. Because the Wolverine movie happens in the future, right?
Wolverine is not in canon with the Marvel films, right? Just like Wolverine, the Spider-Man movies from Sony were other films. However, they bridge that gap in Doctor Strange. The original X-Men are not Marvel canon. And then to make that worse, the Wolverine Logan film was technically also, I think, not canon for original Logan. So there's a lot of, there's some alternate timeline shit. And I think they're going to use this movie to tie it together.
Well, it might change by the end of the movie next week. But as of right now, there's two timelines. There's the Sony X-Men timeline. Well, and we've already seen these timelines cross in Marvel, but that's in the in Doctor Strange's future. But right now in Deadpool, there's at least before the credit scene, there's Sony X-Men and Disney Marvel.
Yeah.
And that I can wrap my head around.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what happens. Because, yeah, I think what I'm saying is
they're going to address it.
Yeah. And I think still, like, if he goes back, if saving Vanessa is as far back as he goes, and then he goes forward to save Peter, and then he goes forward to kill himself, that's still in the right timeline, I think, because I think that's in the future of this movie, right?
The other version of himself is another Deadpool in a different timeline. It's a whole different story. So
that's not...
He's jumping timelines, which is probably why he's going to get in trouble with the time folks in the next one.
Oh, God, if Loki came... Or not Loki, but what's his name? Crooked Nose.
Yeah. Well, the organization is in the next film, and so... They're going to have him try to help save the time continuum. He's going to have to recruit Wolverine. Now, another theory of mine from Days of Future Past, if I remember correctly, Wolverine goes on a one-way ticket back. And doesn't he end up like in the bottom of the water? He's got his healing power, but I believe... So I think it might be the Wolverine from that reality might be the one that pops up. Anyway, they're going to tie it together. There's different Wolverine things out there. My understanding is that the Logan film where he died is like a what if. It's like a possible timeline. It wasn't necessarily canon. We will see what happens. He's going to find some version of Wolverine. They're going to try to tie in the Deadpool worlds and the X-Men worlds to try to at least make sense of it and find some way to connect to the Marvel universe.
I am super duper wrong because I kept thinking that the other Deadpool showed up in Logan. But no. Wolverine origins, that's as far back as we go.
Yeah, yeah. It's the past.
So, okay. I'm looking at a simple timeline. And yeah, it goes... And so, yeah, I don't think I realized that Days of Future Past changed everything.
Yeah, that's what kind of paved the whole new way for the new series after that. And
what's New Mutants?
Oh, yeah. They only did a TV show, and I don't know if it's officially canon yet. Oh, no, they did do a movie, but it was like, it's not canon. It's more of like a horror film.
It says it put it in between Phoenix and Deadpool.
Yeah.
But it's got question marks on it. They're just like,
right.
We think it happens here. And then, so we got Wolverine Origins, X-Men, X2, X-Men 3, the other Wolverine movie. And then Days of Future Past reboots it. And then we've got...
Apocalypse?
Yeah, Apocalypse.
Age of Apocalypse.
Phoenix, New Mutants, Deadpool, Deadpool 2, Logan.
Anyway, it's all going to get me. And Venom is a whole other thing that's not tied in yet either, because that's also a Sony product.
Oh, right.
And also Morbius, all those Sony things, they had rights to certain things that weren't tied in. So we'll see what happens. But it's setting up this film. I've been told Marvel's been pretty disappointing since Endgames, except for the Spider-Man films. But this film is supposed to like bring shit back on track and bring them back to glory. So expecting a lot from Deadpool 3, a lot more for us to chew on. But for this. There's some holes, but I do think it's a little bit of alternate timeline stuff.
I mean, there's holes that are easily filled in with the multiverse.
Yeah.
Like if they officially go that route.
You have to say this is multiverse shit. And Marvel's already establishing that that is a thing that exists.
Okay.
And they've already established the time travel rule. So I'm for my sake of my brain, they don't discuss it in the film. They keep it vague enough about Cable's future, about saving Vanessa. But I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with the multiverse thing, with the how time travel works in Avengers rule and apply it to this. There's different timelines, and we'll see where Deadpool ends up with Vanessa and how that works out.
I just got super duper excited because I've been a little like, well, what the fuck are they going to do with Marvel? Like, they've got to reboot it. Like, you can't just, it's just going to get so messy. And like, messy is fine, but messy without an end game is just not fun. But like, if they take this messy Deadpool, X-Men, Spider-Man thing and then weave it in to Marvel and Doctor Strange, if they can do that, even kind of, you know me, as long as there's a lot of time travel, I'll eat it up.
Yeah.
But if they can do it so they can appease my time nerdness and make a pseudo coherent story, like, wow, we got.
I think they're going to kill it.
We got a dozen amazing movies coming, Scott.
I got a good feeling. I think they're going to kill it. I think it's going to be a killer film. I think it's going to be great.
Oh,
I got
so
good feelings about this. So yeah. So.
Oh, go ahead.
I was saying the time travel has to get into it. The device is the disc. It's fine. It's science. It's probably got some holes. Like, why didn't he go back more in the past? Or why could he only get two charges, but he could get it now? Is it alternate timeline? Is it the same? But besides that, it's fun time travel.
Well, and he probably stole the watch. So he probably just wasn't able to steal all the fuel. And he might not have been technically savvy enough to, like, that's an easy thing to write around. And I just want to apologize to Scott. I'll fix it. I'm going to apologize to everybody. Sorry if there's been a lot of echo going on. I just realized I have my headphones on and they sound great. And I didn't realize I had my speakers on outside of my headphones. So that's just been screaming in the microphones this whole time. So
echo.
I didn't get any feedback. So that means it probably wasn't too loud and too annoying. But until we get to Wolverine and Deadpool, what is, and I feel like we can kind of rate the Deadpool series. Like, if I don't know if that would change your rating at all. That might be cheating, but you know.
Yeah, I think we should go movie by movie. I would still think the first one's better.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Origin story. I think I'm going to give 8.5. For 9 for time travel, the time travel probably should be more significant. I want to give as high as I can. I'm not giving anyone 10. So I think I'm going 8.5. I could do whatever I want. I could do 8.45.
And remember, it goes up to 12.
Oh, great. Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
Let me do, but it's time travel. This is a time travel thing, but I'm reviewing the movie. Oh man. I'll give it a 10.30.
Yeah. Yeah. We might match. I've been trying to figure out what 10. I'm like, it's a little better than straight up 10.
Ironically, this is not on our top 30 time travel movies list.
Well, we didn't count.
But it's our highest rated.
It didn't count yet. It didn't count yet.
We'll make adjustments on the next round. We'll make adjustments.
We will. And everyone out there, please send us in your top 10, top 20, top 30. Tell us why we're idiots. And if there's anything on that list that we haven't watched, we'll get up there. If something's in your top 10 that we haven't watched, that is a major gap. Send that to timepoppod@gmail.com. That is timepoppod@gmail.com. I'm going to go 10.15. I want to go higher just because I know how rewatchable this is going to be. Uh-huh. But I think based on the time travel, and I want to leave some time, because if Wolverine and Deadpool is as good as this and has way more time travel, that's going to be way above this movie. But this movie, the rewatchability, I'll give anything that I'm excited to rewatch, and I'll put on in the background. Like, I almost refuse to put movies we watch on in the background, because I'm like, hopefully eventually we'll do a rewatch and I'm going to really focus on it. But this one I would throw on in the background just to have a fun thing to listen to while I'm cooking dinner. So I'm going to go 10.20.
I was about to go to 10.20 also. Is this our highest rated since we've been rating?
I think so. Scott's only got a couple minutes here, folks, but let me just.
But yeah, 10.20. I'm with you. Because 10:30 might be this new one.
Oh, you know what? I think because I was high that day that we rewatched Groundhog Day. Like, that might still be a bug.
You were really on it.
That made me so happy the day. It's not on my top 30, but it's my highest rated movie. So go figure, dickweeds.
If you and I have a week where we're run out of films, we should go back to the beginning of our podcast and get everyone caught up on their ratings, right? I got to give my Interstellar its 11, and my Tenet, like, all those guys are going to be between 11 and high 10s and 12.
And I refuse to do that unless I do a full rewatch. Like, I'm not going to do a memory rating.
Okay.
I'm going to do a rewatch rating. So we might do, like, maybe we can dedicate the first 10 minutes to some episodes to, like, oh, and we also rewatched this. Our next highest is History of Time Travel. You didn't give it a 10. You gave it a 9.55, and I gave it a 10.01.
Wow. This is a lot better than History of Time Travel. We're okay.
But it's weird. We should almost give two ratings.
Yeah.
We should, because this, on a time travel rating, this gets like a 3.30.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a weird one. But anyways, thank you guys out there so much. Welcome back. Excited to be back doing this. Just excited.
And get ready for, I mean, you know, if our show for you is like the holidays, like if you only go to church or temple on like Christmas or Hanukkah, and then you're like, I go for the biggies, then, you know, grab your backpacks and your marshmallows, because the Deadpool Wolverine one, you should tune. That's going to be a biggie. That's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, if you need to skip the rom-com time travel, I get it.
Yeah.
But fear, it's next one's going to be a biggie. So stick around. And of course, we want to hear from you. Everyone's going to have thoughts on this. So.
And speaking of holidays, I tripped over something accidentally yesterday that I'm really excited for Halloween. So keep that in your back pocket.
Time travel?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Until next time, I'm Desmond McNeese.
I'm Scott Lifton. See you in the future. But when they hear it, it might be your past or our past in your future.
Is this happening now?
It's all irrelevant. Then.
That
this is happening then. Then is now.
When did that happen? When did we talk about Deadpool 2?
Just now. Could we argue? Because Spaceballs technically has time travel. Okay, when we're really hard up for episodes, we're doing Spaceballs.
Count it.
Take care.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I think I open my mouth and some stuff flies out, and some of it is relevant and some of it is pointless and some of it's dumb, and then we make sense of it.
This is where we talk about rom-coms, right? We're going to talk about Matthew McConaughey rom-coms?
Yeah, only Matthew McConaughey or Meg Ryan.
I feel like I did another every once in a while, everyone out there. Scott and I have really wanted to just pick an actor and go deep on it. And it's hard because, like, you don't want to do all the same movies. And I watched a really random Matthew McConaughey movie recently, and I was looking at his IMDb. He might be a good one as far as like covering all the genres.
What if our podcast is called Deep Dive and each year is like a different person? I mean, Sam Jackson would maybe be 4 or 5 years.
I'd be super down with that. I would be. Yeah, I mean, that'd be the dream. We got to get a big hook in people.
Deep Dive.
To reel them in.
Deep Dive.
And then we can bounce around. Deep Dive with Scott and Dez.
Hey, happens to me all the time, know what I mean?
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.